Donald Trump doesn't run casinos in Atlantic City anymore, but one that still bears his name is expected to shut down Monday morning. The Trump Taj Mahal is losing millions of dollars a month, and the new owner, Carl Icahn, says that and a labor strike force him to close the doors. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
When the Trump Taj Mahal opened in 1990, it was a big deal on some TV shows.
Donald Trump gave Michael Jackson a personal tour of his $1.2 billion extravaganza.
The Donald, as he was called, was all over TV, talking up his newest venture, which he billed as the biggest, most expensive casino ever.
We had people playing so hard and so fast, and we had couldn't count the money.
It looked like Donald Trump was on top of the world, but really, he was sitting on a huge pile of debt.
He was really overextended by that point, and even before the property opened, it was pretty much doomed.
Roger Gross is the publisher of Global Gaming Business Magazine. He says for the Taj Mahal to succeed, gamblers would have had to lose $1 million a day there. And that was unheard of in Atlantic City at the time. Trump filed a prepackaged bankruptcy the next year, giving up half his ownership stake.
And then three bankruptcies later, he had completely exhausted all of his equity and really just had his name on the side of the building, had no responsibility for running it.
That's when others took over managing the Taj Mahal. They didn't fare much better. Walking through the casino this week, the multi-million dollar chandeliers and gold escalators were still there, but the place looked sad. Cleaning crews aren't keeping up with the dust anymore, the wallpaper is peeling, and there were just a few gamblers. Billionaire investor Carl Icahn says he lost $100 million over the past year and a half trying to save the Taj Mahal. Now, he's giving up. Competition from new casinos elsewhere in the mid-Atlantic region is one reason. Another is outside.
Taj Mahal is so strong.
Even as the casino was scheduled to shut down, workers in red sweatshirts marched outside. They're still fighting with Icahn over health care and other benefits. Each side blames the other for the impasse. At this point, workers know they won't win, but they want to send a message that they didn't back down either. Cocktail server Christina Condit says she started working here 26 years ago when the Taj Mahal opened.
When it first started out, this casino enabled us to raise our children. On like a waitress salary, we had health care benefits. You
know. Conda says workers have foregone raises and given up benefits over the years to try and help save the casino. She lost her house to foreclosure in 2014 and says she can't sacrifice anymore. That's why she's still out here on the picket line with her colleagues.
You know, it's the end. Sorry. I haven't cried yet, so 101 days. It'll be on the 10th. And, you know, we've been with these people a long time. They're like our family, our extended family. They're good people, hard workers.
On Monday morning, just before 6 a.m., they'll officially lose their jobs as the Trump Taj Mahal shuts down. Jeff Brady, NPR News.